There you are.
You're listening to Naked Genetics, the show in which we delve into genes and the geniuses that study them. Now, do you remember that global pandemic? The time the world changed and we all got locked down and really good at quizzes? That was a trip, wasn't it? Lots of stuff came out of that. More mask wearing, social distancing, but also a big drive to wash your hands more often and more thoroughly. I'd say that got me reminiscing and thinking, what does washing your hands actually do to the populations of bacteria on said hands? Well, fortunately, I have an entire genetic sequencing company at my disposal to find out. And so, I'm headed over now to Illumina's offices to meet the people with the unenviable task of giving me my first ever manicure.
My name's Marianne. I am the commercial training manager for Illumina and in charge of the Customer Solutions Lab here in Cambridge. So basically, we're going to have a look for some respiratory pathogens on there. Could be things like cold virus, flu, COVID.
Hello, my name is Irene and I'm one of the interns at the Customer Solutions Lab in Illumina. I'll just go over several terms and then I'll go between the fingers.
That's the first round done, but obviously we need a comparison of the same clean hands. So once we're finished up here, it's back in for round two.
Not for you, but we kind of hope that you do have some pathogens on your hand just because it will have some really nice information about them if we get them, if we find them.
I've never been more desperate for a boring episode in my entire life. There was nothing, sorry, goodbye. Thank you very much to Marianne and Irena. With all that sorted, let us have a chat with those who unpicked the sequencing mystery, Lucas Boworth, and to kick us off, Rose Jackson.
We wanted to do this study because during the pandemic, we were all very fixated with washing our hands. We all became very aware of touching door panels. Even now, you know, I go into town, I'm still careful where I put my hands and things like that because we're very aware that germs are transmitted through the physical things that we touch. So we thought it would be an interesting study to do to look at clean and dirty hands and see how they compare. We could determine the difference between the two and really justify the value of that hand washing.
So then, Lucas, give it to me straight, Doc.
In your case, we used the dirty versus clean hands. And for that, we used soap to clean your hands. Our soap works by reducing the surface tension on your hand, which then causes the bacteria to fall off. Now, what we found is that in the dirty hands, there was four times more data than in the clean hands, which suggests a richer microbiome. However, the soap is acting as a selective agent, and it's providing a selective advantage towards a specific group of bacteria. Now, the bacteria that we found in the clean hands, five out of the top six, contained a structure called fimbriae. And what fimbriae are these structures that project out of microorganisms and allow them to attach to surfaces, but also attach to one another, forming biofilms. And what this means is that, considering we're using soap and water, these bacteria are better at attaching to surfaces, explaining why we saw a fourfold increase in these organisms compared to the whole microbiome. We did see a reduced abundance of these pathogenic bacteria when we're looking at the number of reads. So what this kind of tells us is that washing your hands does reduce the abundance of these respiratory pathogens. However, it does also reduce the microbiome diversity. We don't know what happens after you washed your hands. So did these respiratory pathogens then colonize the space that was now available? Or did another bacteria from the air or another surface then take its place?
In terms of the populations that were on my hands, could you tell me anything about those? Was there anything particularly harming or surprising?
So for the bacteria, it was a relatively general level, like the type of bacteria that were on your hands. We didn't see anything that interesting for the fungi or the viruses, just because the numbers were quite low. We only saw about four species for the fungi on your dirty hands, but for the bacteria, we saw about 20. 32% of them were pathogenic bacteria. Now, I say pathogenic because these bacteria are still found within the normal fauna of your hands, but they are associated with disease.
I guess I assumed, given how many microorganisms there are on Earth, that it would be more than that.
I suppose what we should say at this stage was we did want to do the ARPIT panel because we wanted to catch viruses and fungi, which if we'd just done the metagenomics, we wouldn't have been able to get that information. And we did want to be able to see if there was any COVID there, which you'll be glad to hear we didn't find. We did want to see if there was any flu present, because that often gets discussed as a respiratory virus that gets passed around. There was no flu that we found, you'll be glad to hear. And we also looked for other viruses and the fungi, as I say. We did see one virus that was just on the dirty hands, I think. We found some residual Epstein-Barr virus, which is a virus related to glandular fever, very common in the population, especially in young children and teenagers. And it stays with you once you've had an infection. It's in your body and resurfaces every so often. So no surprise that we found that virus. But obviously, it's a respiratory infection virus, so it was in the panel we were screening for. But we didn't find any of the ones that have hit the headlines recently. So that was interesting to see, because we do still hear a lot of concern that, I mean, people are still getting COVID. So it obviously is still around, but it was good to see that it wasn't detected on your hands.
And I guess a purely hypothetical question would be, would you have anticipated this to be different if I'd washed my hands in something like alcohol?
I think the answer would be yes. Most bacteria and viruses are much more challenged by ethanol than just soap. I mean, soap's pretty good, but obviously, I don't know if you did the full 20 seconds and the rest of it, because the amount of washing that does contribute as well. But yeah, ethanol would be better still.
I suppose the take-home message, though, is one of, you found reassuringly a lack of COVID and a lack of flu, but you did find stuff that is still potentially a respiratory virus, but ostensibly, I am still fine, though. I know it's very easy to say this to people who are concerned about what might be on their hands, but these things do exist on your hand. They probably are on your hands now, but your immune system is still usually pretty up to the job.
Yes, exactly. And it does say that, you know, those people who are immunochallenged have much more concern for pathogens that are around normally, because they are more susceptible for anything they come into contact with to cause disease. But in a normal, healthy adult, that is very unlikely to cause disease. And of course, on your hands doesn't mean it's in your respiratory tract either. Obviously, things in your gastrointestinal tract could cause infection if you lick your fingers, but you'd have to breathe in your near your fingers very substantially to be able to catch those respiratory germs from our fingers. But indeed, people did, because we do know, as we say, going back to COVID, washing surfaces and watching where we put our hands did help contain the virus, as far as we understand.
Another mystery solved, and once again a huge thank you to Illumina. Stick around to the end of the program to hear what's in store for next month's edition.